The circus. In a clearing, against a fallen trunk stippled with orange fungus, we threw ourselves down and gradually got back our breaths, until, with a regular heartbeat, I could hear the wind in the trees and, scared of silence, started to talk about the kind of day I'd had. Its bobbing tide of appointments, cancellations, alarm clocks and missed trains. At which point I heard a small sound let loose, turned, and saw that you were crying. I tried to muster what must then have been a first, to stop a stranger, still a stranger, crying. I didn't think to touch you, but somehow settled on the story of a circus. I began with a big top, done in your colours, the ringleader in his fantastic top hat, a man who spoke through his nose and could converse with cats and birds, moved on to the talking tiger, the seal and his ball, a man-charming snake, then the mustachioed strong woman and gymnastic quintuplets in sailor suits. All almost alcoholic, all happy and tragic, the caravan dipping and rising in a fresco of gorse-sown hills. I stopped. Can you picture it? No reply. A jackdaw chattered. An oak creaked. Finally, we got up. I reached out to brush moss from your jacket, to move a leaf from your hair.